They're called pumping parties. Women who want rounder and fuller posteriors pay to have silicone or another substance injected into their behinds. Typically, a party's host who has no medical training injects partygoers at these unadvertised events. Temple sociology professor Julia Erickson says pumping parties simply illustrate today's attitude towards body enhancement.
We live in a world that believes in plastic bodies, you know, that our bodies are what we make of them. And so I think that that's a lot of what's going on here, is that young women feel that they can have a certain kind of body, and furthermore, they should have a certain kind of body.
As for the focus on bigger butts, Erickson says, like many body image trends, a lot of it is media-driven.
Everybody, including me, has seen the images of Kim Kardashian, and they've seen those images of women with these zoftig figures, and that's become a very fashionable way to be.
Going to pumping parties instead of a plastic surgeon is likely a matter of cost, says Penn Medicine plastic surgeon Dr. Joseph Cerletti. But he warns that lower costs come with a number of very serious health risks. For starters, Cerletti says, the procedure is often performed in non-sterile environments and without medical consultations.
Silicone can migrate, it can get infected. Some of the terrible outcomes have been where the injectable material has been injected directly into the bloodstream, which then causes clot or death or sudden death.
Cerletti says buttock enhancement is not a common procedure for the city's plastic surgeons. When it is done, the patient's own fat is typically injected. Winslow's case involves two known incidents where women suffered severe complications after being injected with silicone in Philadelphia. In 2011, a 20-year-old hip-hop dancer from England died just days after Winslow allegedly injected her inside a hotel. After her injection, she complained of chest pains and difficulty breathing. A year later, an exotic dancer ended up in the hospital after allegedly attending one of Winslow's pumping parties. She survived after spending more than a week in the hospital. She still struggles to breathe at times after doctors discovered silicone particles in her lungs, according to court testimony. Winslow was arrested at a 2012 pumping party in Germantown seconds before the injections started. A source inside alerted a police surveillance team stationed outside. Winslow is charged with third-degree murder, involuntary manslaughter, conspiracy, and unauthorized practice of medicine. If convicted, she could face a lengthy prison sentence, up to 88 years behind bars. For The Pulse, I'm Aaron Moselle.